Making a difference in our community, this is Sarah Dara with the Renfrew Fair. Sarah, thank you for being an outstanding volunteer. Now, I understand that a lot of people who help out with the Renfrew Fair have been fans of it for a long time as well. How did you get involved with the Renfrew Fair?
So the fair has been a big part of my life. I've been coming to the fair since I was a little kid with my grandparents showing cattle. And so I was asked when I moved back to the area if I'd like to just be on the beef committee, which I did. And then the year following, I was able to join as a director on the fair, and I'm now currently the director of the beef and steer committee.
And while a lot of people think about the midway and the rides at a rural fair, really the backbone is the agricultural side of it. Not only crops and animals, but crafts as well. It must be very important to you to ensure that that side of the Renfrew Fair remains strong.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm a big supporter and advocate for the ag industry, and it's very important to showcase that in the community such as we're in, because it is a very large agricultural community, and it's very important to continue on the ag industry, and not only the ag industry itself, but the youth within the ag industry, and that is one of the biggest things for me with the fair is showcasing our youth, our upcoming youth, and the future of our agricultural industry.
And it must be a very natural fit as an advocate for our local agricultural industry to be with the Renfrew Fair.
Absolutely. Volunteering is very near and dear to my heart. I am on a number of committees and a number of events, and without great volunteers, you wouldn't have these events that are continuing. And not to mention the fair itself, this community itself has given back to me in so many ways. I've had so many experiences and opportunities, and that's part of my drive to volunteer on the fair, is to give back to the community and hope that some of the youth that are up and coming can have the same opportunities and experiences. And like I said, it's very important for me to showcase the agricultural industry and showcase our youth.
And a lot of planning goes into running a fair and making sure it goes on smoothly. We are just a few weeks away from the fair itself. How does planning change as we get closer to crunch time?
I like to consider the fair like a wedding. There's a lot of things that we can do beforehand in the months prior. But as we take that turn, it becomes a lot of those last minute preparations, making sure the grounds are adequate and safe for everyone, making sure we have all of our gates in place, making sure that, you know, our derby's back this year, which is fantastic. So making sure we have all of those perimeters set up for everyone. Just a lot of that last minute stuff.
Does the Derby fall within your side of the fair?
It doesn't, but it's just a fantastic piece to our fair that attracts a lot of people, and we're very excited to have it back, especially on the Saturday.
Fun nonetheless.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there an accomplishment from your time with the fair that you're particularly proud of?
There is, and it comes out of last year's fair. COVID had plagued so many of us for so long that our committee decided, let's have a fair. We didn't know what caliber of a fair it was going to be, but let's bring ag back to the community. And this year's show is something that's very important to me, because this year's show is our youth. All of the proceeds out of the steer show go to our youth, and the majority of the youth use the funds that they make at that show and sale for their education or their career goals. And last year, we didn't know how we were going to do it, but we did it, and we pulled together 7 exhibitors, 7 steers, fantastic family support, community support. We enticed so many sponsors, buyers, bidders, and we had the highest averaging steer sale in all of Renfrew Fair history.
And from a fair that had a lot of question marks going into it, it must feel good to look back on that and say, we did really well under extreme circumstances.
It was very heartwarming, because it wasn't just me, it wasn't just the kids, it was our entire community, our entire fair that made all of that happen. So yes, it was very humbling and heartwarming, that's for sure.
At this latest stage, is there still a chance for people to get involved with the Renfrew Fair, or has that ship sailed?
Oh, no, goodness me. We're absolutely looking for, you know, if you have any interest in being a part of the fair, we're always looking for volunteers throughout the year, leading up to the fair, at the time of the fair. Please reach out to Judy at the Armories, and she would be happy to get you started.
The Armories building, which is located right at the Renfrew Fairgrounds, if you're interested in helping out with September's Renfrew Fair. We've been speaking with Sarah Dara, keeping the ag side of the Renfrew Fair strong. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to all our volunteers on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.